health system. And I'm here just to welcome you this afternoon. Genesis and all of its employees, physicians, volunteers are very happy to host this historic event. I've been in the Quad Cities for about a year and a half, and one of the first observations I made was this is a great place, and the second observation I made is in some way we have to, as a Quad Cities, different communities come together more than we had in the past, and I believe this is a historic day, and we're happy to host this historic day. And with that very brief opening, I'm going to turn it over to Steve Balls, who is the chairman of the Illinois Quad City Chamber.
Good afternoon. On behalf of the Illinois Quad City Chamber of Commerce, the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce, and the Quad City Development Group, it is my pleasure to welcome you here today so we can brief you about a very significant day in the life of the Quad Cities and our economic development efforts. Today, these three entities are pleased to announce a reconfiguration of how we sell and market our region more effectively through the creation of Quad City First, Inc., which will be owned by the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce and by the Illinois Quad City Chamber of Commerce. This effort will be a public-private, bi-state effort to eliminate and reduce fragmentation in the way we market our region. We need to market this region in a better way for more high-paying jobs in the region. This started at the request of several members of the public sector asking us to look at the way that we go about doing sales and marketing. We immediately met with members of the public sector challenged us to be accountable in this area. After those two challenges from the private sector and public sector, the various chambers of commerce, together with the leadership of the Quad City Development Group, asked how we could reduce fragmentation, work together to better market this region. So I am pleased to announce today that the three boards of the three organizations have approved of this plan to form a new integrated marketing effort for our region, a bi-state effort, a public-private partnership. This will eliminate duplications in many ways. Up to this point, there has been an Illinois side of the river plan for economic development, an Iowa side of the river plan for economic development, separate funding mechanisms for those, and too often we have tripped over ourselves. So as this new group, that is Quad Cities First, will be our primary sales and marketing organization, the chambers themselves will get together for integrated joint venture for a strategic plan for the region. This is about more than simply taking over the Quad City Development Group, the comprehensive planning for the region, and hopefully earning your trust for funding for comprehensive planning. In the end, we have been negotiating for 4 months on this matter. Some of you that have been in the Quad Cities much longer than I have know that there has been discussion over the years, many years, how can we work together as a region more effectively. So I'm proud to announce on this historic day the creation of our new structure. David Green will talk about that structure. There have been many bumps in the road in terms of how to get here. But I think we have remembered the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King said, although we may have arrived on different ships, we are in the same boat now. We are in the same boat in the Quad Cities when it comes to economic development. That boat is in a rough and tumultuous sea. Given the circumstances of economic recession, we will row that boat together through this economic recession to be stronger, to attract high-paying jobs to the Quad Cities area. With that, I'd like to turn it over to my colleague, Mike Bauer, of the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks, Steve. You can see that on your resume as a college president, you have to have public speaking and a few things because he's awfully good at that. If you want to know what asked me on the resume of a bank president, I'll tell you later, but you don't have to be a public speaker, so I'll be brief. My job is to thank everybody involved in this process, and this has been a daunting process, not only in terms of trying to bring all the opinions together, as you can imagine, with 40, 50, 60 talented, articulate people in the Quad Cities, all passionate about what they do, coming together to try to come to a consensus. It took a while. It took a while. And I'm amazed that we got it done as well as we did. And it's because people are passionate about what they do in the Quad Cities that we had everybody kind of positioning for a while. And I'm anxious to see now that we have all found a common ground that we think can work, how we go forward from here. So I'm very pleased to be a part of the process today. We certainly want to thank all the business leaders who support our chamber organizations in the Quad Cities and who provided a lot of leadership on this process, who provide a lot of funding for the activities that go on for economic development in the Quad Cities, and who had a passion to see us become more efficient and more effective in what we do. Our elected officials, I mean, if there's anybody who's passionate about their job and their constituency, our elected officials clearly are in that camp, and they, although have been very opinionated throughout this process, as they need to be, they came together finally with us and have supported a model that I think is really going to work in a public-private partnership, and I want to thank every one of them from throughout the region who participated in the process. And then many professionals from our organizations who, when you say to two chamber CEOs, we're going to find a way to make you co-CEOs of an organization, you would expect that might create a few problems, and yet we had two CEOs that said, we can make this work. We can make this work. And they sat down from day one and started to find a way to make it work. So I want to thank them for the process improvement they did for all of us. Lots of nights spent emails flying back and forth from people's laptops at home, and late night emails that went out to people and said, I have one more idea that might get everybody together on this. So I'm really enamored of the work that everybody did. This is a very professional group, and I think that bodes well for the success of the project and for the success of the Quad Cities. With that, I would like to introduce our fearless leader throughout this process, Dave Green, who's chaired our governance task force, and Dave is also head of the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. Dave, I'll have you walk them through your model.
Thank you, Mike. Fearless, I'm not. Appreciative, I am. I will tell you that, I better start this up. I think everything that has been said so far is accurate. There were a lot of opinions, but I will tell you across the board, throughout this process, from all camps, there was an overriding concern, passion, and focus on ensuring that the community's interests were served. Never did I hear anyone talk about in terms of limited location or my special interests. Never. And so I was gratified to see the high road position taken by everyone throughout the entire process. Unwavering support for ensuring that this community has superb marketing and sales and delivery of economic development as we all deserve. So I'd like to take a few minutes and walk through a highlight of the model, some of the aspects of the model to ensure that there's a basic understanding by the group as to how this is going to function. Obviously, there are going to be questions related to how this will work. We still have some questions. But make no mistake, the principles and the overarching essence of how this is going to work, I think, will be delivered this afternoon. First off, we have a shared economic development focus in this community. And if you take a look at the strategic plan the Quad City Development Group completed recently, and compare that to the chamber focus in terms of economic interests, there's a lot of commonality. And in particular, we felt we had shared objectives, including, number one, capital investment in the region to ensure for the long-term viability. New high-quality jobs, absolutely critical to drive the industry and economic development long-term. wealth creation through entrepreneurialism, and also regional population and growth and diversification, without which we cannot sustain many of the services we offer and rely on. There are some groups of dedicated individuals representing the chambers, as well as the Quad City Development Group and key business leaders that sat in a room for several days and struggled with the issue of what is important, what is critical in economic development. Out of those deliberations, 11 key functions, essential functions, if you will, were identified. First and foremost was the need for an integrated strategic plan. There are many good works that have been taking place in this community for many years. What we have lacked is that integrated focus to take each effort and ensure it is aligned and reinforcing of the other. So we have to have a single strategic plan. Regional funding, leveraging funding opportunities to ensure that there are sufficient funds going into the economic development function to drive to the results that we all expect. Marketing of the Quad City region, getting the name out not only to other communities within the United States, but even globally, to ensure that we are seen as a community that is much like a Madison, Wisconsin, in terms of size, scope, and ability to offer potential for future businesses. Completing the sales and ensuring once an individual comes into the community, sees what we have to offer, that individual is sold in the process and we close the deal to make sure that we have success. Business retention and growth with targeted business, ensuring that continues. Also, research. Each individual entity collecting information, pooling those activities together so that we have access to a broader base of information for the best analysis possible. Regional entrepreneurial efforts. Rock Island Arsenal growth as well. We cannot forget the impact that the Arsenal has had in the past as well as the impact it will have in the future on the success of this community's economic development. Advocacy for economic development is also key, as well as regional workforce development and business retention. We cannot neglect those businesses which have served the community so well for so many years simply to go out and pull new ones in. We have to maintain a unified front. So, under our unified economic development model, we believe these 11 essential functions can be delivered first and foremost in terms of marketing sales by an entity called Quad Cities First. It will be governed by a public-private partnership, and I cannot stress enough the importance of keeping public and private activities together and coordinated. One without the other will be far less successful and far less impactful in the long term. Also, funding on both public and private sides in terms of investment into the development function, co-managed by the Iowa Quad Cities Chamber and Illinois Quad City Chamber CEOs. Quad Cities First will be focused on regional sales and marketing. That will be their exclusive focus to ensure that we are getting the name out, we are advertising in a way such that leads will continue to come in and increase in terms of frequency and significance such that we can bring business to this community. Also, there will be a joint venture of the existing and restructured state-based chambers focusing on other economic development activities. The model is really quite straightforward, despite its appearance. If you look in the top left-hand corner, you will see an oval identified as Iowa Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. The Iowa Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, through a nomination process, will identify five individuals who will be seated for the Board of Directors to govern Quad Cities First. On the far right-hand corner side, you'll see the Illinois Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors will also be nominating, through a similar process, five individuals to be seated. The public sector in the center will appoint, without restriction, those individuals they feel most appropriate to serve the functions necessary to govern the entity called Quad Cities First. So we indeed have in governance a public-private partnership where those individuals will come together and decide for the entity, Quad City First, what is necessary for that entity to deliver on its primary mission of sales and marketing. In terms of funding, near term, current Quad City Development Group members are encouraged to fund through the Quad City First entity, essentially as they have been funding in the past. But by the year 2010, the end of 2010, we anticipate, in addition to a strategic plan that integrates economic development activities, to also have clarified funding and how those initiatives contained within the strategic plan will be funded. If we can't fund the initiatives, they won't be successful. Also, the public sector, because the dollars in public sector avenues do differ in terms of how they have to track and how they have to be accountable, those dollars will go directly into the center group, the Quad City First, where they will have public representation on the oversight process in terms of governance. And then the private sector will make their economic development investments through Quad Cities First and the state-based chambers. Now, state-based chambers will include, of course, the Illinois Quad Cities Chamber. That chamber already exists as an in place. Iowa Quad City Chamber, however, is being formed. It is a new entity, and a couple of points I want to highlight about Iowa Quad City Chamber. First, Davenport 1 will merge into the Iowa Quad City Chamber. That will include all activities and work plan into that Chamber of Commerce. The Bettendorf Chamber has endorsed the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce, but has not yet elected to become part of the Iowa Quad City Chamber. Formal invitations expressing desire on the part of Illinois Quad City Chamber as well as Davenport 1 have been offered to the Bettendorf Chamber expressing interest for them to be part of this venture long term. D1 members will automatically become founding members of the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce. The Bettendorf Chamber's members remain unchanged. In terms of benefits, the outcomes we expect to see. First, the common strategic planning and alignment of work plans, ensuring that all efforts are aligned and supportive of other efforts where it pertains to economic development. Ensure that alignment allows for synergy and for us to drive long-term to produce the results we're looking for. A unified fundraising effort such that we can come forth with a standard concept and plan of how dollars need to flow into the economic development function. So instead of multiple asks, long-term, our intent is that there will be investments that will be leveraged to produce results on economic development fronts. Clarity in the handling of prospects and streamlined process went closely together to ensure that we are looking at this challenge from the outside in, to ensure that we're considering a prospective individual coming to this community, ensuring that our processes are easy for them to be managed, easy for them to get through the process such that they can make the key decision, in essence, coming here to settle and establish their business. And then heightened emphasis and investment in outside sales. None of this works. None of this works unless we have clear marketing and sales focus that is deliberate and impactful throughout this country and arguably throughout the world. Not stated here, however, is accountability. Accountability has to be maintained throughout the process. Unless there is accountability, unless we see results, this obviously is not working. So we understand that results must be seen, and accountability over those that govern this activity must be assured. Now I'd like to invite the chairs of the chairs of Quad City Development Group, Illinois Quad City Chamber, and Iowa Quad City Chamber to come forward and address decisions that the individual boards have made.
Thank you, Dave. And I want to thank Mike for setting up the low expectations for bank presidents in the presentations. Apparently, not only are university presidents outstanding speakers, but so are blood bank directors as well. So, again, it's my pleasure as the chairman of the board of the Quad City Development Group to announce that the Quad City Development Group Board of Directors unanimously endorsed the Quad City First model for the delivery of economic development. They also approved and adopted the corporate actions necessary to make Quad City First a reality. And if you don't mind, I've got a few folks that I'd also like to thank. Like many of you here today, I was born and raised here in the Quad Cities. In fact, 45 years ago Monday. So I want to take this opportunity to thank a lot of people for an early birthday gift. I think first we should thank those that came before us, that founded, if you will, the ideal that we need to be proactive in developing our community. This has been going on for as long as I can remember, discussion around my dinner table. And there have been hundreds, thousands of people that have contributed their time, their energy, their passion, their leadership to making sure that we tell the outside world what an opportunity it is to be a part of the Quad Cities. Second, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Quad City Development Group Board Strategic Planning Task Force. I think a reference was made that this may have started 4 months ago. I would argue that perhaps it started 40 or 50 years ago. From my involvement standpoint, it definitely began in October of last year by the forming of a strategic planning committee. We've set that in motion, and hours upon hours of effort were put into developing a strategic plan, that we have heartily recommended to Quad City First in the chambers. But more on that in a moment. During this process, there have been challenges along the way that have been referenced. I am fortunate enough to have a friend and a neighbor by the name of Amy Nimmer, who works at Deering Company. And I would call her the rock of this process, at least for me. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Amy for being there when I needed her and when this process needed her. Fourth, I'd like to thank the Joint Chamber Task Force members. Again, 4 months of effort at least have gone in by those folks. And without singling, you can't single everyone out, but I think that there are three that of particular note, in my opinion. The first is the wise counsel of a good attorney. As a recovering attorney myself, sometimes the importance of their role is underestimated, and we are fortunate to have a number of fine attorneys and law firms in town, but in this instance, Lane and Waterman provided great counsel. And then to our chair people, and our co-chair, I guess we talked earlier that it's been unclear that the debate as to who the chair, who the co-chair or vice chair is. But first, as you heard earlier from Steve Balls from Augustana, perhaps enough said by me other than to say that upon hearing when he speaks and when he leads, we understand why Augustana is considered part of the Ivy League of the Midwest and will so remain that way as long as Steve is in leadership position there. And also my friend Dave Green, the CEO of the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. I am honored and privileged not only to serve on the Development Group Board, but on his board as well. And I assure you that that is a real asset, the Blood Center is, to this community. And as you heard from today, individually, Dave is also an incredible asset to this community. Sixth, and perhaps prematurely, but why not, to the leadership, Rick Baker, Tara Barney, and their teams at the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce and the Illinois Quad City Chamber of Commerce. Thank you in advance for the results I am entirely confident you will deliver. The only hesitation that I have, and it is very ever so minor, and that is that the results that you will achieve, in my opinion, are limited only by the time, talent, and resources that we contribute to you. The limitations are ours, and they are not yours. And finally, to Nancy Mulcahy. Where's Nancy at? There, she's in the back. There you have it. Nancy has been the CEO of the Quad City Development Group for approximately 18 months. I don't have enough time, I won't use enough of your time to go through how important she has been, but I think there are four things that are particularly worth highlighting about Nancy. First of all, thanks for taking the job. We needed you. Second of all, thanks for staying in the job and hanging in there. I know of no greater challenge as a CEO of an organization than the tumult that you have been through over the last 18 months of your tenure to have your beloved organization opened up for surgery, how appropriate we are here, that we're closing the body up, if you will, today, that you've been under surgery, and we appreciate very much your service and continued service. Third, for setting in motion the strategic planning process that I mentioned earlier. That strategic planning process didn't exactly turn out the way that you had hoped. And to you and to the entire Quad City Development Group Board, I thank you. When we enter those processes, none of us enters those processes with the intention that we won't actually be the ones to execute that plan. Every plan I've been involved with, that was an operating assumption that we had. And here we end with a wonderful strategic plan that's been adopted, that's being deferred, or if you will, conferred over to the other operating entities. We've put the mission before the corporate shell and the entity. We've been selfless as an organization, and we need to remind ourselves to continue to do that way, not unlike you have done, Nancy, throughout this process. And finally, nothing that we're going to do going forward would have been possible for us to take the leap of creating a laser-focused sales and marketing organization had we not been better prepared by the efforts you've engaged in over the last 18 months for us to receive people who are considering coming to the Quad Cities. There's a report recently issued by the Austin consultants that tell us, we have ways to go, but the work that Nancy and her team have done over the last 18 months puts us in a much better position, an outstanding position to receive folks who the sales and marketing people drive into our hands. So with that, I thank you, and we'll turn over the podium to Steve Balls, the chairman of the Illinois Quad City Chamber.
It is my pleasure to report on behalf of the Illinois Quad City Chamber of Commerce that the Board of Directors of the Chamber has unanimously approved of the joint venture concept, the plan to act in partnership with the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce, and about 30 minutes ago endorsed the plan of merger and reorganization. To my colleagues in Iowa, I would say we are honored to work with you and look forward from the Illinois side to working in partnership together. To the Quad City Development Group, Joe and Nancy, we're humbled to carry on the work of the Quad City Development Group. It is a good strategic plan that you developed, and we will work our hardest to implement that plan. To our elected officials, thanks for sticking with us. You closed the deal, and we look forward to working with you in our private-public partnership. Thank you.
Quite the procession up and down here, isn't it? The process Davenport 1 had to go through had one more step because we had to form a new organization. And so what the actions our board has taken include the authorization and formation of the Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce, which is a new Iowa not-for-profit corporation and has now had its articles of incorporation filed with the Iowa Secretary of State. Notably, you need to know that the incorporating papers were signed as incorporators by myself, representing Davenport 1, but also Paul Lenzmeyer as chairman of the Bettendorf Chamber. And I know Paul's here somewhere, but yeah, there he is. Paul, thank you very much for your cooperation throughout this process. Great to have you be with us here. We then had to name 8 initial members of the newly formed Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce. Those members will also serve as the initial directors, and we have appointed officers as well. Then, finally, the Davenport 1 board agreed to authorize the merger of all of Davenport 1's assets, liabilities, personnel, and work plan into the newly formed Iowa Quad City Chamber of Commerce. So then we went to the same meeting that Illinois did and approved the plan of merger unanimously here just a few minutes ago. So we're now incorporated as the Iowa Quad City Chamber, and we have approved the plan. So with that, you've heard us talk about the involvement of all of our public officials, and Jim Bonsack is here as Rock County Board Chairman. And we want to give Jim a chance to come up and talk about the public sector and their involvement in the process. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. I think everybody's probably almost said everything they say, except it was quite a task when you take public and private and put them together. And there was a lot of long nights and meetings and together. And without the mayors, Mayor Freemeyer, Mayor Welbert, Mayor Thodis, Mayor Gluga, Chairman Hancock, Mayor Pauley, and then we also had Mayor Swiebert. So all of us together, that was the private, and was interesting meetings, had a lot of concerns, and I got to thank Amy Nimmer. I made a lot of calls with Amy coming from Deer, and I think we had some things that we needed to talk out even on her vacation, she's calling me and I'm calling her to say, you know, can we do this, can we do that? And we've got that worked out. So it's really an honor that we are working together, and we as elected officials and public do endorse this. We consider this to be a plan that's going to move the whole region together, and that's what we're about. And a lot of people don't realize we meet once a month together, and we talk about the whole region as our mayors and chairs. And so it's important that we continue to do this process and continue that on. And it wouldn't be for Dave Green, and Dave and Amy and I met a couple of coffee shops just trying to get this thing back of a napkin figured out exactly how we want. And then the mayors and the chairs, we met together and got this thing together. I think it's going to be a great process. I think it's something we've needed. I think Quincy Bump Group has done a great job. And yes, Nancy Mulcahy, you can't thank her enough for what she's done to make this thing pull together and hold together. It could have fell apart real easy without Nancy continuing this on. So with that, I just want to tell you that the public sector, we are behind this. We've talked together, and we've talked with a group. And so I want us to make sure everybody understands that we as a public group will make this work. We'll hang in there, and there's a lot of things we've got to work on. This is like the tip of the iceberg. It's so much more that we've got to do. But the plan's there. That's the main thing. The steps there. We just got to get together now and make this thing continually work. So again, I want to thank you very much, and I think Mike and Steve, you're going to come up with Steve. Thank you again.
You're not Steve. You might have me back
up. Well, in closing, though, once again, thank you for spending part of your afternoon with us. Joe, I'm a recovering attorney myself, and I recognize the importance of legal documents, and we have signed a ton of legal documents over the last few hours. But let me say to you that the legal documents are only about 10% of it. The implementation is going to be the acid test. I'd ask each of you to think about how you can commit yourself to supporting this new structure, how you can participate with us in the upcoming regional process for strategic planning, and ask each of you that fund economic development in the Quad City to continue that funding as we go through our planning to give us a chance to earn your trust to advance employment, high-quality jobs, and businesses coming to the Quad Cities. Thank you very much for your kind attention today. We will have a reception in the lobby to celebrate the creation of Quad City First, Inc.